Shara is proud to be a Rocket Booster. Shara on the New York Stock Exchange. That's CHRA on the exchange.
Good Monday afternoon, Rocket Nation. We're going to spend a little time and reflect on Friday's 21-14 victory over Russellville that gave Crittenden County its third straight regular season district title. Coach Thompson, you look at the stats on this game and you reflect on the way several of our kids played, and you can't believe the score was that close.
Yeah, you know, we really left a lot on the table as far as score-wise. We had some drives where we didn't finish, and also had turnover, big pick six for those guys that made it a little bit closer than the game really was. You know, it's like I said on Friday, at no point did I feel like the game was in doubt for us. The guys really came out and brought a lot of fight, you know, brought that tough mentality that we look for, and you can just tell it started up front. Our linemen really did a good job opening up holes and lanes for X and Caden to run through, and Braxton as well. So, you know, the score was close, but I never felt like the game was that close.
I'm glad you didn't, because, hey, with the weather the way it was and the mm-hmm. way they were tipping balls and the mm-hmm. fortuitous ricochets and yeah. bounces the ball was taking for Russellville, I was concerned at the very end, I have to admit.
Yeah, well.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's why I get to be the coach, because I just got better nerves than you got at this point.
That's probably right. Nerves of steel.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. You can just look in the kids' eyes and tell that they were extremely engaged and understood the importance mm-hmm. of what the task at hand, and they fought really hard. And so did Russellville. You know, Russellville played better than they played all year, you know, coming in. Really surprised us. But, you know, our kids – withstood the punches and finished.
Mm-hmm. And when they got to safety there with, what, about 4 or 5 minutes left in the game, mm-hmm. that's when, you know, the pucker factor set in just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because then it's a one-possession ball game. But, you know, the kids played great and prevailed. And, first of all, I want to talk about Tyler Boone. Of course, he left the game. Most of the fans know that he was taken to Deaconess Hospital in Evansville, had some bleeding on his hip, internal type bleeding, and also had his shoulder had some separation there. But the good news is he's better and he's on the mend now, right?
Yeah, for sure. He got released this morning. He's on his way home, back to Crittenden County, where everything's good. And, you know, he's a tough kid. I think he had a lot more issues going on than he led us to believe or that we knew about. And, you know, he tried to fight through, and just goes to show how tough he really is.
You're talking about coming into this Russellville game. He was probably had some lingering effects from an injury the week before.
Well, just even throughout the game, how he felt. I really feel like his issues started early in the game, and he just didn't lead on to anything. But, you know, he's tough. He wants to compete. He wants to be out there with his brothers. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of kid he is. It's the kind of kid most of our kids are. So it's really tough as a coach. You know, you just got to make sure that you have a good relationship and you know your kids. Because, you know, that could have been a scary situation if we don't get him to the hospital Friday night, or if he doesn't get himself to the hospital Friday night, because it could have been a lot more serious of an incident. But, you know, things work out. The way they work out for a reason, and we may not know the reason right now, but he's a tough kid, and he'll definitely bounce back.
And at this point, probably is lost for the season.
Most likely.
There's some,
you know, you can't predict that stuff, but I know that 100% on my mind is based or set on making sure he's 100% healthy.
I'm not
concerned with him playing football. I'm concerned with him being 100% mm-hmm. healthy, 110% healthy. Mm-hmm. So with him, he's different, though. You never know. So
well, and that certainly will leave a hole in your defense right there in the center of it. But I'm sure you'll adjust. Coach Courtney will come up with a plan, and Ian Ellington will see more time at linebacker. Let's talk about your defensive players of the game from Russellville, Cade McAllister and Lathan Easley, both 13 tackles apiece. And, Lathan Easley, 3 sacks, McAllister, an interception, just a yeoman's job by both those guys.
Yeah, Lathan, this is, to me, for my untrained defensive eye, Lathan played faster than he's played all season. He looked like the Lathan of old on Friday, and that was a good thing for me to see. It made me feel really comfortable, especially with Tebow not being out there, to see Lathan fly around like that. When his motor is at that level, that he's unstoppable, and it shows in his stats. I think going forward, that might be the guy that we see, because, you know, it's been getting closer and closer to that each week, and he just really played well. So he's a problem for people. He's a guy that you could see maybe sneak some reps at linebacker with Tebow not being in the mix, because, you know, no one really remembers that's what he used to play. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just an advantage to put his speed up front when we had the other three. So, you know, you might see some things where he gets to move around with the way he's playing. And then Caden, you know, he stepped up really big with Tebow and going out and made a lot of plays. But, you know, we've gotten used to him filling that role. As far as going back to last year and just seeing when T-Bone was down, him coming in and really playing the mic position really well. So, you know, he's a guy that we've gotten used to making those plays. He sank under a ball early, got a pick, and really got the defense going and gave us an opportunity offensively to be able to make it difficult for Russellville early to play with us, but we weren't able to capitalize on that drive after the turnover. So he played really well, and we're going to look for him to continue to do that.
Hey, and he played very well on offense too. Scored a couple of touchdowns, rushed for 80 plus yards, and really gave that 1-2 punch. But Xander Tabor, again, he's your player of the week on offense. Third game out of the last four that he rushed for over 200 yards. He had 218 against Russellville. And no player, this is one of those Andy Hunt statistics, no player has ever rushed for 200-plus yards in three out of four games in the history of Rocket football.
And we're a running school.
So yay, that's 62 years worth.
That says a lot. You know, Xander continues to make those plays. He's tough to bring down. He's tough to gauge where he's running. He hits seams and then slow plays next levels. You know, I told you early in the year that he kind of reminds me of Le'Veon Bell, as patient as he is, and then he accelerates and hits seams.
He looked more patient against Russellville than I've ever seen him.
He's had a lot of carries the last few weeks. He's a little banged up. It just shows how tough he is, that he's still in there able to make the plays he's made to get the yardages that he's got. So, we look to get him healthy going into the playoffs here. And, you know, he's a tough kid. He doesn't want to come out, so he doesn't lead on all the time, how bad he may be hurting. So we just got to get him healthy, and he'll continue to make those plays. And then with Caden, I told you, I guess on the podcast, when you said I was acting like – a little sillier than I usually do.
He was toughish.
He's good. We know Caden can make those plays offensively. And he came out and played a goodish game. So we look for him to continue to be goodish, and we'll go from there.
Well, also pretty goodish was your quarterback, Luke Kreider. We'd be remiss by not mentioning Luke. Yeah. Had a great first start as the Rocket quarterback. Yeah. He was 3 for 6, had an interception, went back, tip ball, which is tough. 29 yards passing for him.
Yeah, and, you know, statistically you're not wowed by that, but what he did was he stayed efficient, kept us efficient on offense. He leads well. He doesn't panic. He makes a really good play to Morgeson for a touchdown, where he handled a pretty rough snap from your guy, Ben. He handled the snap well and still has the wherewithal to stick the ball in X's stomach to pull the linebackers, and then puts it right on Preston, and Preston goes up and makes a great catch as well, Morgeson, in the end zone. So, though his stats weren't overwhelming, he does what we expect him to do. We don't need him to make plays. We just need him to lead us.
And did a great job. And you mentioned earlier, before we turned on the podcast here, that the intentional grounding that he was whistled for, clearly shows on film that we had a receiver right there in the area.
Yeah, he's smart. He's smarter than we give him credit for. Yeah. He made the right play, and he tried to tell the official he made the right play.
He did.
Did what he's supposed to do, and that's the thing. Sometimes officials, they have a lot that they're looking at, and sometimes they may miss something. And in this situation, Luke was right. After seeing the film, you know, he made the right play, and I tell him to do that 100 more times in that situation. So he's poised back there, and keeps his cool, and that's what I like about him.
Up front, you had several guys that played well. Yeah. Noah McGowan had another good game, yeah. But Riley Gobin, maybe his best game of the year.
Yeah, Riley played at a different level. He's pulling, making blocks on the second level. He's filling, making blocks on the second level. Just his ability to get on linebackers in space was amazing on Friday night. And that's tough to do, you know, a lineman getting on a linebacker in space. But he did a really good job of it, and he did it. And he was the big reason why a lot of those runs made it past the second level, because the initial hole's there, and then he's clearing out second level to get us to the third level. It's probably the best game that he's played in his career offensively, and we have to recognize that. Now, we do got to get him to stop talking, pleading to the officials.
I was going to say that he did try to officiate part of the game, did, too.
Yeah, we got to get him out of that. They have a job to do, I have a job to do, and he has a job to do. And I'll talk to the officials, and they can throw their flags on me, but we definitely don't want them thrown on him. So,
well, he's the lineman of the week, and the Rockets are going to get ready for week 10. It's hard to believe we're here at the end of the regular season. Todd Central will be in here, and they're a pretty good football team. Six victories on the season, and we'll see them here Friday night. We'll talk about them on the YouTube Coaches Show, which will be posted on Thursday. Congratulations, Coach Thompson, your second straight district championship and the Rockets' third straight.
I appreciate it.
Hello, this is Al Starnes with Gold Banker Service First Realty. If you have any real estate needs, if you're looking to buy or sell, give me a call, 270-704-0036. Again, it's Al Starnes, Coal Banker, Service First Realty. Thank you, and have a great day.